You're listening to SBS News.
Ain't nobody gonna be there waiting. Just the sound of your voice decaying.
Grant Gronwald developed a love for art and music from a young age. His mum encouraged him as it was a good way to keep him entertained and to pass the time during his many hospital visits. The 32-year-old has cystic fibrosis, a genetic disorder that affects the lungs, a condition he's had to learn to live with.
You're born into life, you accept the things around you, and you just think that's how it is. So I just thought that I had like this curse, you know. I was the youngest person in any given hospital I was in, and it just seemed like reality to me that people with my condition were treated that way.
Born in the United States, he came to Australia as a 10-year-old with his brother Tyler after his mother Karen Conrad married an Australian man. She thought it would be a simple process to become Australian citizens, but she was wrong.
Kept just applying for permanent residencies and getting these letters back that said, you can stay and your younger son Tyler can stay, but your older son Grant can't stay because he obviously has a health problem.
Karen says she was shocked and surprised and so began a more than 10-year battle to become citizens. Australia's migration health requirements prevent people with conditions deemed costly to the system from migrating here. As the family fought to stay, Mr. Gronwald began perfecting his music and his art under the name HTML Flowers, expressing how he felt about the system and his chronic illness.
It's absolutely an outlet, you know, to rewrite my experience and to gain ownership over a moment in my life as someone with a illness is a really powerful, empowering thing, because this the nature of living with disability is that you rarely have control over the things that you over what happens to you.
I just learned to love people less. Yeah, it only seemed fair. People most scared.
He released his debut album, Chrome Halo, in 2017, but he stopped performing live because he says it's just too difficult for him physically. So he now focuses more on his comics, using those creative outlets to share details of what it's like living with an illness. It's allowed him to connect with people across the world, inspiring others and giving hope to people living with a disability or chronic illness.
A lot of people write me and they literally are just like, I never even thought about it, but I think I'm disabled, you know? I've lived with these conditions my whole life. And some people write me to say that they finally feel like they understand someone they love or someone who's passed away, you know? And that's pretty mind-blowing too.
His mother, Karen, says they're extremely grateful for the health system in Australia, acknowledging her son might not be alive today if they were still in the US. But she says people need to look beyond the disability.
In this case, they almost said no to Grant Gronwald, HTML Flowers, a very good artist. I mean, they could say no to Albert Einstein, you know? People with disabilities have as much to offer as people who are able.
A message Grant Gronwald hopes he's spreading through his art and music. Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.